It's Monday, December 28th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. According to Asia News, Bangladesh's Christian community celebrated the Christmas holiday amid tight security. Security measures were announced in the days leading up to Christmas after leaders of the Christian community met with security forces. The Dhaka Metropolitan Police Commissioner said, quote, "We have taken proper security measures for Christmas and New Year's celebrations. We will keep fire and ambulance services ready near Christmas, near churches with many police officers deployed. No roadside vendors will be allowed near churches. Churchgoers will be searched with metal detectors and other security instruments before entering. For security reasons, all bags are prohibited in churches," end quote. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Though usually a mere formality, the January 6th vote to certify the presidential election results offers a theoretical avenue for contesting specific electoral votes in extraordinary cases, an avenue that a handful of Republican lawmakers have voiced interest in exploring to overturn former Vice President Joe Biden's 306-232 Electoral College victory, reports LifeSiteNews.com. According to the Congressional Research Service, quote, "Objections to individual state returns must be made in writing by at least one member each of the Senate and House of Representatives. If an objection meets these requirements, the joint session recesses and the two houses separate and debate the question in their respective chambers for a maximum of 2 hours. The two houses then vote separately to accept or reject the objection.